This is
K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits. Get some.
Benny, I think having a week off 2 weeks ago and recalibrating was the best thing we've ever done because the feedback that has been coming in for the podcast has been very strong.
I was going to say, I hope you're not talking about your energy levels because they're just having about, we've just had Easter. You're feeling full of chocolate.
It is good. Yeah. I'm loving it. And obviously the feedback I'm talking about, they're coming from our family. Obviously no one. Obviously no one in...
Mum said it was sounding good.
No one in Trinidad or in the UK. But I don't think we thank our international listeners enough.
You thank them more than enough.
No, not on the podcast we don't.
Pretty sure you'd get around. Oh, okay, not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast. So... big shout out to all the international listeners out there. We thank you for supporting us because we know how hard it is. We know there's so many other podcasts that you could be listening to. Mm. But look, we're going to stop.
So many.
Yeah.
So many.
Well, for example, Pong Su.
Oh, the Pong Su.
The Pong Su. Iconic podcast.
You're an idiot.
But don't pause our podcast.
Don't
now.
Take our word for it.
Yeah. Go on. Yeah, have a listen.
Get yourself.
No, we are up to podcast 88. And in this one, big one.
88, 89, feeling fine.
Oh, we 89?
Yeah, we're 89.
Sorry, mate.
No,
we spoke
okay.
about that as
yeah,
well
no,
before
we did,
it started.
And you brought that up.
No, look, in the podcast, I'm going to talk about why we shouldn't be biting people.
That's an interesting thing. Definitely shouldn't. Also, I want to talk about a job that I think is just, you know, it's not mundane, but it's probably just a job we don't really think of being one of the greats. And I think I found a hidden bonus of having that job.
Right. Okay. Enjoy the podcast. Something that this gentleman definitely doesn't like, Kent Ryan Tomeo. He is from Philadelphia, and he had a knife lodged in his body for more than a year before he realised. Now you think,
whoa, how does that happen?
How does a bloke not realise that he's had a knife lodged in his back for 14 months? So back in January 2020, he was jumped upon by a group of teenagers in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Now, he went to the local hospital. It says the government hospital for treatment. So that must just be your public type setup.
Yep.
And received stitches for the wound and was given painkillers without an x-ray first.
Yep, wonderful.
Now, it wasn't until 14 months later that he was going for a job in the mining field. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to do a medical test, a pre-employment medical test, to see if he was fit and healthy. Now, they've done an x-ray. And they've discovered a knife that's 10 centimetres long just below his rib cage, centimetres away from piercing his lung.
Oh my gosh.
It was in there for 14 months.
How do you not feel it?
So
did he just think he was recovering? He's like, oh, it's a bit sore.
So he said he would often get pains in his stomach.
I don't doubt that.
And he said it would change with the weather as well. So when it was cold, he would get really bad pain. But it was never anything.
Oh, my ribs are playing up. It must be raining tomorrow. It's like the old knees, the farmers. They're like, oh, my knees are sore. Rains are coming.
We've got the feels like guy. Yeah. Oh, that's a bad pain. Oh, it feels like it's going to rain tomorrow. Benny, you've left me in charge of a game because I said after your efforts last week, it's appalling. Mm. It is my turn. During that song, you said, don't you dare pull out the vase or the cocktail, which was obviously the celeb game. Celeb name game, which was...
May it rest in peace.
It was a doozy of a game, and for however long, stuck around for, 6 or 7 months?
It did stick around, to its credit.
I'm not pulling out that game, but I am pulling out this game.
It's time for Andy and Ben's Price is Right!
Our man Billing with the voice work there. If you'd like him, just give us a call 52-232-955.
I actually thought you were going to be angry that I'm doing this game.
What's wrong with The Price is Right?
You've taken it quite well.
It's a nice game.
Because I wanted this to be the spot forever, and you said no. It's been done. It's washed up. We're not playing anymore.
It's a nice game.
All right, Geelong and the Surf Coast. How this works is I'm flicking through a Woolies catalogue. I will pick an item. Ben has to tell me how much it is within dollar value.
Perfect.
Higher or lower.
Yeah, within a dollar value. Yeah.
I'm not going the sale price, just to confirm. Am going the original price.
Okay, yeah, nice.
First item is Nestle Kit Kat Honeycomb Smash, 170 grams. It is currently on sale if you're interested. How much is the original price?
You'd get two for three. I reckon it's $4. $4.20.
Locking in $4.20. Yep. Mate, you've done well. $5.
Bang.
Good job.
Give us a tip with that. Give us a buzz.
If you, all right, I'll give you...
Yeah, I'd love one. Thank
there
you.
There you go.
Thank
all right.
you.
Next up is John West Salmon, and it's in olive oil, 95 grams. How much is the John West Salmon in olive oil blend?
$1.95.
$1.95. Oh, you've done it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
$2.70 on
sale. Oh, yeah, well done.
On sale for $1.35.
Perfect. I was in that hitting zone, that sweet spot.
Okay.
This is doing very well here.
Yeah, because they're cheaper prices.
Yeah,
this
I know.
Might get,
I know.
Tasmanian Heritage Camembert Cheese, 250 grams. How much is a wheel of camembert setting you back?
$12.20.
$12.20. You know your cheeses, mate. That's actually impressive. $11.80
for
camembert.
Thank you very much. Hey, 40 cents off. That's a...
half price, so $5.90
wow,
if you want to get your
get
hands
on that.
On it.
Jeez, three from three here.
Here we go.
This is the... How many have you got?
Oh, I've got the whole catalogue in front of me. So I can keep going.
Until you get it wrong.
Until you've had enough. Oh, I might go this one to throw you in the mix. McCain's Pizza Meat Lovers Barbecue, 500 grams. How much is a McCain's frozen pizza setting you back at Woolies?
$7.48.
My goodness. $7. On sale for $3.50. If you get this next one right, you should be quitting this job and working at Woolies because it won't be a price check register three.
It'll be Ben Toyn standing there going, oh, give us $150 for your trolley.
All right, mate. Final item. If you can do this, you are honestly the best. Lipton quality black tea bags, 100 pack. How much?
$4.
Mate, you are getting a job at Woolies.
Yeah!
They are $5 on sale for $2.50. Get this man a job.
Oh, my gosh. That's
that
the best
good.
We've ever done a game. Andy, I want to talk about a job that you and I would, I think we would both enjoy. Mm. And there's been, it's been revealed there's a bit of an added perk to it.
That's the thing. If there is, like here at K-Rock, there's perks. You know, there's movie premieres and there's certain things that happen in the promotions department. And
yeah, you get a bit of a look in.
Yeah, you get a little bit of a sneak peek. It's great.
It's a peek
perk.
Behind the curtain, is
if
what
you will.
Say, if
yeah.
you will. Driving public transport. Now, being a bus driver or a train driver, more so a train driver
you,
for me.
I can tell you the perk of the train driver.
Free rides everywhere.
And no traffic. You've got your own express lane.
True, true. And you just have to... Well, then how come they can't get there on time?
That's... Well, when it's hot, the train lines
oh,
heat
right
up,
on, mate,
I think.
Right
oh, look, I don't know.
Anyway, it's been revealed that there's a lot of things that are left on public transport. So people leave behind lots of things. So, for example, letters from the royal family have been left on public transport.
Don't want it.
An antique pendulum clock.
Don't want it.
And a 120-year-old first edition H.G. Wells novel.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, they're probably worth a pretty little penny.
H.G. Wells? No.
Well,
you don't
I'm assuming.
Want, if, to be completely honest, if you're a train driver or a public transport driver, you want your phones. You want your iPhones and you want cold hard cash. Non-traceable items.
Annually, there are, across all modes of public transport, there are 200,000 items lost a year.
There are not.
Yeah, and only 45% are ever returned or redeemed. Now, I would say, and I would probably suggest, and I'm not being offensive here, but if you're a driver of a train or a bus or something, and you see something quite valuable, you're sticking that in the skyrocket.
Keeping it for sure.
100%. You're like, oh, I've done a sweep and I just found an empty wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, really, Andy? Again, an
oh,
empty wallet.
How convenient. Hang on. What happens to the other 60% that
well,
isn't
I don't
claimed?
Know. Items lost on a train are given 28 days to be claimed, and after that, they're sent to an online auction specialist
not.
Called Pickles.
Pickles Auction. I know that. I reckon it's a Christmas party type setup. First in, best dress. Have at.
That's your present from the workplace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mate, research I love when studies come out and tell us what we're doing right, what we shouldn't be doing, how much chocolate we should be eating and how much coffee we should be drinking.
I'm doing a lot wrong, according to those studies.
I know. I feel like you and I should become the scientists. and just like...
I'm still breathing, so it mustn't be that bad.
Does anyone fact check these people?
No.
They don't. They're just like, oh, a study has said.
Yeah.
Well, it must be true then.
Yeah. Go and conduct a study with people that you know will give you the same results you want.
Yeah, exactly. A new study, it says, has claimed that humans may have the potential to become venomous. Scientists from Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology and the Australian National University have found that there is a link between salivary glands in mammals and venom glands in snakes. Genes were also found in a number of different mammals like chimpanzees, humans, and even dogs. So they're saying that possibly we could start biting people and injecting venom.
Actually be poisonous.
Yes.
Although, does poison, like if I bit you, would you, like you've got that poison in you, so would you be affected by my bite, or is it just if I bite other people? Other predators.
Look, well, mate.
Animals,
it
maybe.
It didn't come out in the new study, but it gets
you. I mean, I'm sure they're all over it. I'm sure they've thought about it.
You would have been bitten
so
by a dog.
So if a snake bites a snake.
Bites a snake. Fair game.
Does it die?
I wish the study told us.
Oh, if a tree falls in the woods, does anyone hear it?
Does it make a noise?
No, no,
does it fall?
Not sure.
Who knows? Big question.
So what are your thoughts? Are we venomous?
Well, my thoughts are, roll up your sleeve. All bite.
I just got what you meant then.
I'll give you a bite.
Your bedroom game's going to have to change.
Oh,
if that's
my
the case.
Goodness. Are you serious? Well, there it is. The podcast is nearly done and dusted for another week. Are we done for a week? Not necessarily. A week of creating them, but there could be people going back and listening to them.
But it is done for this week. You know, if you're listening to it Wednesday, it's your week.
Yeah, I feel like we're thinking about it too much. Shall we just do the old thought?
Yeah, I reckon.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
Benny, my thought this week is to do with currency and money. Isn't it weird in a world that different money can... It holds different values.
Yes.
So in Australia...
Oh, as in like, you know, 7,000 rupiah is like a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, we go to the UK here in Australia... And we lose money. Like our dollar isn't as strong as the UK.
Yeah, love this point.
Who's deciding that?
Loving that.
The economy decides it. Well, that's not fair. Everyone should have a dollar equals a dollar.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I lose sleep over it. Why am I moving countries?
Yeah.
And then, although I can move somewhere else and make more money.
I was going to say, sometimes it's nice going to Bali.
Yeah, it's not always the worst thing in the
20
world.
20 cents for a beer. Well, it could be worse. Anyway, like, subscribe, do whatever you want to the podcast. We love that you guys listen to us week in, week out. If you're new, go back, listen to our old stuff, and we'll see you next week, possibly.
See you when
we're seeing
you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K Rock 955.